Remember Velchus Shabbos, Hilchas Ervin, on the bottom of Rish Mem Zayin with Aleph, Simon Shin Pei. Dini Bittel Rishus, the halachas of nullifying one's domain, by Dal Tzivim in these four paragraphs. Says the Machab Sif Aleph, Echad Mnei Achatzer, one of the members of the court, Shashachach, Bole Ervin, Machem, Nifrikati, did not make an Ervin to rest. Oysalim, a mix of a bit on them, which we've mentioned in the past. Matakanosim, what's the remedy? Batlam Rishusai, should nullify to them his domain. Shoyme should say, Rishusim, my domain is nullified to you, Oykanulachem, or is acquired to you. They don't have to make an acquisition with the kinyan of chalipin of exchanging a kerchief. The yochlevatel af as the kinyan to base to page 494. He could nullify his domain even after it became dark after it's already Shabbos. Vimdar imarba chemisha. Now if he's living with four or five people, tzarich levatel kolechad echad. So he has to nullify it to every single one. Shiyomi has to say the shusim mebetelus l'cho. My property is nullified to you and to you and so on. Yesham, some say, should die. It's enough shayimah that it should say, Rishusim ibitas lekulchem, my property is nullified to all of you. In bitl Rishus istam, if he nullifies his property unspecifically, in bitl el Rishus ishesh lebuchatzer, so he's only nullifying his property that he has in the courtyard. Therefore, him b'tam leitim ibatem lechatzer, they're permitted to carry out from their homes to the courtyard. Begamu, he also, shodeich ba'am, now he's like a regular guest. But they're forbidden to carry out from his house to the chatzah v'gamu and also him. Yesham, some say, he has to lock his house, that he doesn't come out to carry out prohibitedly, and he shouldn't open it up. The only one who wants to come out and come in. And then that he should lock it right after he comes out and right after he comes in. This is Mishbrua, Sivkot, and Aleph. So one of the members of the Chatzar, Shashachach Malay Erev, he forgot and he did not join the Erev. So he explains, Nokat Shashachach, the reason why he's picking that he forgot, Lashmin is to let us know that Philip, a guy, got even in such a case, Oyster, he does make it forbidden, Kishalei Bito, when it doesn't nullify his property. But the same thing would apply, that Philip, Kishalei Bito, even if he deliberately did not join the Erev, Mahani Bitla would help for him to nullify his Rishos, as the Sharatin Aizalv says, because Bitla is effective even for before Shabbos, and he still has time to join in the Erev. Sivkot and Beis. So if he didn't make the Erev, didn't join the Erev, Sivkot and Beis, Aizal Lehmin, it's forbidden for them, Lataltim and Batim Lachatz to carry from their homes to the courtyard. So the Machabe says, what's the remedy? Yishim and Vataltim his Rishos. He should say, my Rishos is Batal to all of you, or it's acquired to you. Sivkot and Gimel. The Insach Liknes Bikinyan Sudr doesn't have to make a Kinyan Sudr. The Rak Silik Rishos of Amba, because there's no acquisition happening over here. He's just removing his rights, he's removing his domain. Shem Mesalik Atzma Rishos, he's removing himself from his property as a Gittin Domain Beis. Traditionally, Yesalim, that it doesn't make it forbidden on them. Haitam, for that reason, Mutl Abatl is allowed to nullify Af Meshatech Shach even after it's dark, because there's no Kinyan over here. He's just removing himself. Sivkot and Daud. Now we say if he lives with four or five people, he has to nullify L'chol Echav Echad each and every one. And that is, we don't say that he should be that when he nullifies his property to one of them, die to L'vatl, Chol B'nei Echad, his intention is to nullify to each one of the members of the courtyard, Kiddish L'yesalim, that he doesn't make it forbidden on them, U'masha M'lechem them, this that he said to one of them, V'malkim Kul Mamalai, it was in place of all of them, V'im L'bitl Kulam, and if he doesn't nullify to all of them, Av L'misha B'tl, also then even to the one he's nullified to is going to be forbidden. Says the Sharatin Aizhei from the Rabbah Magin and the Chayim Kodim. And the reason is because since his friend cannot carry, so his Erev is like it's non-existent because it's called the Erev, as the Gemara says, Erev of Memtes, which we need that they should all be intermingled and connected, all the parts together as one. And if they can't carry, then he can't carry. Sivkot and Hei. Yeshem, some say, Shaddai Shayyam Abuchula, that's enough for him to say, my Rishos is nullified to all of you. He doesn't have to go to each one and say, to you, to you, to you, to you. Mashma sounds like Delde Rishayna, that according to the first opinion, Lamahani doesn't help Kisham al-Kulch when he says to all of you. Atam, because of Ataz, the reason that writes to Taz, Mashma al-Amma, because in general, Rubik Kulai, we say the majority is like all of it. Okay, and therefore, Yama al-Kulch, if he says to all of you, Esher the Kabanasi Rak al-Rayman, that maybe his intention is only for the majority of them, because Kulchim could mean Rubai, which is not going to work. Mashuk has Mechaberet, as if this is the Mechaberet in the beginning of the paragraph, Rishusim of Vatel Lachem, that my property is nullified to you. Hasamari, there's too much Erek Shem, there's only two people. But more, yeah, maybe we'd have to go to each one individually. Ladina, Lahalacha, Masik, El Yerab, El Yerab, comes out, Dikaka, Yeshemim, The primary is like the Hashem, the Mahani Gam Kisham Lakuchem. It's effective even when you say it to all of you, and you don't have to say it to each one individually. Because this all Kisham Negat Kulam, and he's facing all of them. Vamalam Lashon Zen, he's telling them this type of wording, which is a Sharatzin Lezayan says, but when he says Lachem, and there were more than two, sounds like it wouldn't be effective even according to this opinion. Look in the Prisha. Sivkat and Vav. Now, if he nullifies Rishusa, his property, Stam, Bechulu, so then he's only being Mevatel his Rishus that he has in the Chatzar, but not his house. Because can all the more so Mam Rishus Chatzar, Mevataschem, if he specifies the rights of that I have in the Chatzar, I'm nullifying to you, then the Bais Bechlal. So then the house is not included. Sivkat and Zayin. So they were there, and him are permitted to carry out from their homes to the Chatzar. And him too, because he's just a guest. The guest doesn't make a forbidden on the people of the courtyard. They also don't make a forbidden on him. But they're forbidden to carry out from his house to the chatzar. Because he didn't nullify the rights of his house. And him also, it's somebody who says, he's not going to carry out from his house to the courtyard. Shane Lemal basically can't say on his house, you could everybody that is like a guest over there, Shirley Bitlam, because daddy didn't nullify to them. Sivkat and Yud. Some say that Shatok Lindel Basil Bahuli has to lock his house. Where someone says, Kishle Bitlam, which was basically when he didn't nullify the rights of his house, they should beat them. When he did nullify, Mutlukitkilo, it's me base. Then he's allowed to carry out from his house. Who behem him and them? Like he writes in Zebes. Sivkat and Yud Alv. And the reason is, Kadeshla Yavavavavahulu, that he doesn't come to carry out Be'isr. In the present situation, one can rely leniently. You don't have to lock the house. Chartin says, yes, because many disagree on that opinion of having to lock the house.
So base, this is the Mechaber. In Bethlehem Gamrish's base, now if he nullified to them also the rights to his house, Mutaran, they're permitted, bein who, bein him, whether him or them, lohitzi, lochatzah, to carry out to the courtyard, bein mebeisah, mimi betayim, whether from his house or from their house, says the Mishbur, sekotin yud beis, bein who, bechulu mebeisah, haino, that is la'achash, zika, anshe, chatzah, s'rushusa, that's after the people of the courtyard have taken possession of his property, sheitzim, mebetayim, lochatzah, that they carried it from their homes to the courtyard, because the kain, shak, zika, before they took possession, the mutim, mebeisah, lochatzah, he's going to carry it from his house to the courtyard, as chazim, betuli, then he's like retracting from his nullification, he's going to make a forbidden on them, behind the love of them, they're going to make a forbidden on him. Can they come on, like we'll see later on, the submission be careful that he shouldn't carry in from the courtyard to his house before they carry in from the courtyard to their house, because come on, like we see later on, now but the reason why of this permissibility is the kimin shebitl gam rishus beis, since he also nullified the rights to his house, he's like a total guest by them, because it doesn't remain any part of property here that he hasn't nullified. Siv Gimel, Imena Rich Lavatl Meshus, if he doesn't want to nullify for them his property, El Askir only to rent it out. Yesham, some say Shemulkam Abitl, that's effective as nullification, but Yesham, some say Shemulkam, that's not effective. Says Meshus of Kotnir, Yid Gimel, some say Shemulkam, that's not effective. Srulu, they hold, to like Tiknus Chiris, Elbakim, this whole institution of being able to rent was only made by non Jews. I believe so, but not by a Jew. By Machan, look at later authority. Shachasulim to Tamlazad that they were digging to try to find the reasoning for this. Vamogin Ram Mitzadid, and the Mogrim is inclined, behold, during the weekday, Lukulam Akornim and Yochalaska, then you could rent it. The Legorami Bittel is not any worse than nullification. Now, the Shabbos, but on Shabbos, Asaliska then would be forbidden to rent Avikamek Kamimka, that's like doing a business. Which Asharatzin Lysida Yud says that we can understand by a non Jew. The residence is not considered as a residence, it's just forbidden because of Gzeira, that's not really called a kinya, it's not really acquisition. But Yisrael, that would be forbidden to rent from him on Shabbos. Says Mishbur, Lina Locha, Grand Locha, El Rabba Paisi, El Rabba rules, Dain Skiris Maels of Yisrael Klal, the rental does not help from a Jew at all. But the other later authorities, they're lenient regarding this, regarding the weekdays, Kamagivram, which Asharatzin Yudalv brings. From the Shulchan Atzichitim and the Shulchan Aharav, he says, look at the Shulchan Aharav, that even regarding Shabbos, he's not sure about. And Pirbei Gadim is inclined to say that according to Magen Avraham, it would help B'di'evet, Schiritz, even on Shabbos itself. B'alacha, the V'maschel, Af Mishra Techshech. Now he can vatel even after it's already dark. He says, look at Mishra Sivkot and Gimel, and because it's just like a silik of Rishos. Now, even though it was forbidden for some of the Shabbos, however, Bittel is effective, as the Braisa brings an item of base regarding Bittel Rishos, that we don't pay attention of this that was forbidden on the beginning of Shabbos. In the Masal Tuch Levatel Kolech V'Echad, they ask to nullify to each and every person. He says, look at Mishbru, Sivkot and Dalad. We don't say when you Mevatel to one, it's being Bittel to all of them. Now, even though that this one that is Mevatel to a made an Erev with his friend, when he made an Erev from Erev Shabbos, on this part, he didn't make an Erev. According to this, if the bittul was from before Shabbos, before they made an Erev, then when they make the Erev, then it was with that das of that portion that he was to make an Erev. Then the bittul would be effective, well, even if he only made to one of the members. And that's as obvious from the end of the words of Rashi over there that it means the Braisa. So you should know different words of the Braisa that he holds that the Kavanah of the Braisa that says, that is, even if he dies after they made an Erev, since it's before the time when the Erev takes effect, which is by Benesh Bashas, then the Erev would take effect also on the house that he inherited, like the way the Vilna Gaon writes in Shinai now. So the same thing would be over here. Even if the bittul that Mevatlam was after they made the Erev, but since it was before Benesh Bashas, the Erev would take effect also on the portion that is in Mevatlam too. And Dibbe Maschum, Begam Hu, also, he's permitted because he's just like a guest. Look at the preacher that he writes that he's permitted to carry out from their homes even before they take possession. That's how the Chiddush Rashi explicitly. Look over there. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number one. So he said, what's the remedy? So he's mevatel to them his rishus if he forgot to join the Erev. Now, to Tosefta and Erev, in the fifth parak, we learned that it's a mitzvah on the person to mevatel his rishus. And if it's an Adam Gadol, he has the option. The Aruch HaShulchan explains that if it's an Adam Gadol, and to him it's appropriate that they should mevatel their rishus to him. Now, this way, we find the Gemara in the Erev in the Psamaches, that Revan mevatel his rishus, you could say that there they needed that because the child, the baby that needed the hot water for the Mila, is brought over there. There's number two, that he's just misalik himself from his rishus. Now, how to qualify this bittul rishus? The Ramban writes in the beginning of Masechet Pesachim that by bittul, he's not mafkir's house. It's just for that day. He's oikir's das from living with the partners, so that they should be over there as if they're living by themselves. Now, the understanding of his words are that you don't have the idea of bittul. It's just that he's kaveh in his das, that the residents of that place. His residence is not like a nikavias. As Lashon the Gemara, even the Samach Tesed, the mevatel is a leirich. He's a guest, in contrast to the one that is mevatel too. But Rambam sounds like that someone's mevatel is bias. He has in mind to stay with the neighbors and not to go into his own house. That's not a bitl. We don't say that bitl is a chalois of stam bitl. He explains that why is it that mevatel only is chatzer and he doesn't want mevatel is bias. He writes that he's doing this so that it doesn't increase the those who are coming in and out. Something to his words that it's mevatel's house. So he cannot stop them from coming in. Dish number three, from the Bi'aloch had said, even though it was also by some of the Shabbos, still you could do the bittul, like we said in Mechaba, even Mishatechshech. Chaznish explains that we don't have the halacha Shabbos and Nester Nester. Ayat says Gemara even if Ayin that whatever is forbidden for some of the Shabbos forbidden the whole Shabbos except for Mevatel Rishos. That's only regarding that you can't make an Erev Chatzis in the middle of Shabbos and you cannot Mevatel Rishos on Shabbos by Rishos that came to you on Shabbos. This is says with the Chutz Mevatel Rishos that is Stam bittul is effective even if it's done in the middle of Shabbos. He proves his words from the words of Gemara, but the Nafchov the Mechitza we made on Shabbos permits to carry and we don't say Shabbos and Nester Nester. Dershu number four. We said, if he says l'kulchem, maybe he means only for the Rud, because Rubi Kukuli. Now, however, regarding Gittin, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Evan Ezazim Kov Chav, that if he says to a group, kulchem chosamu, all you should sign, they all have to sign. And if one of them dies, it's not a get. We're not concerned that maybe his intention was kulchem was only for the Rud, and that the get would take effect misafik. So to be hefker, that you have to be mafker for all, like Shemitah, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Choshem, Mish, Reshai, and Gimel, that you could say hefker l'kol, and that's because l'kol means all of them, and not only for the majority. Until Shabbos stands on this, why here is it different? Look at what he answers. There's number five. The Taz adds on that this is what we say in the Nuskat Tefillin Rosh Hashanah. Maloi, chakaloi, lam kuloi. It's a repetition. It's just that kol oilam, you could say that maybe means the rov oilam, because we could call it. Whatever you repeat, al kol oilam kuloi, to say that no, it means literally the whole entire world. There's number six. So the Mishnah Berurah said that he's like a guest because for the chatzer, but he's not carried from his house. Because that he wasn't mevatel them. Now the reason for this, writes Rashi in Erev Nafsamach Tes, that since he was not mevatel his house, comes out that the rishus of his house is his rishus and the chatzah is their rishus. That's how it's written in the Rashi. Well, but there, however, Benny Hoynison writes there a different reason. That's because she'eri solis le'asal avlo b'le'ad dabechazav is not going to lie for what he said. He also writes, which was mevatel his chatzah. He also writes that if he carries it from his house to the chatzar, it seems to everyone that it was chayzer from his bittul. And even after that, to a machzig, that then he cannot back out from his bittul. However, it's forbidden, because it looks like then one big joke. Also, through this, it seems to all that the people of the chatzar are utilizing the chatzar be'isr. That's a moigim, and also the goyin Yaakov. And the Gemara there, they explain in the Shittas Rabbein Yohanan that he's coming to add on, that even he's mevatel explicitly the rishus of his bias, he's not allowed to carry it from his house to the chatzar, because then it would seem like he's going back and he's being machzig in his rishus. Dish number seven, that some say you have to lock the house, that the halacha is chamer more than the one who lives in the chatzar, that there's no eruv, that you don't have to lock your house. The reason for the difference, right, Sarach HaShachan, is that chatzar with there's no eruv, they've also been to carry from the home to the chatzar, and therefore when they're not concerned, you're going to come to carry out. Which is not the case when one of them forgotten, they're not during the eruv, that since for all of them it's permitted to carry from the home to the chatzar, and only him it's forbidden, chum will concern them, but because of people are so accustomed, he's also going to come to carry out, therefore they require him to lock the door of his house as a recognition that he doesn't come to carry out. There's number eight. When he's in Batla's house, then he's like a full-fledged guest by them. Chaznish writes that many Rishayim disagree on what the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah paskin, and they hold that even for an individual from Batla's shows to the Rabbim, it's always forbidden for him to carry out or in from his house, even after that they were masik in his rishos. There's number nine. Now, if a person had another room within his house, the Tzeis Shabbos Mechadish, that even he's mevatel the rishos of his bayis, he's not mevatel that room, and he's not allowed to carry in and out from this room to the chatzu. Even though regarding a sale, the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, the Cheshmesh Bar Yishu Yudal, that a room that's not 4 amas wide is sold with the house. However, regarding Bittel, halachas like the Chum and Erbin of Chavav, that someone mevatel reshus of his chatzur, he's not mevatel reshus of his bais, because when you mevatel, be'ein ro mevatel, you do it begrudgingly, and so too, if someone mevatel his house, he's not mevatel the room that's within the house. He adds, even in the case that the person explicitly is mevatel his house, that he's revealing his intention that he's doing it generously, as the Gemara says over there. However, this room is not included in his intention, because he's still begrudging regarding this. For this reason, even someone's mevatel to one member of the chatzar, the reshus of his bias, he has to go back and mevatel to each and every one the member of the chatzar, and we don't say that since he's doing it generously, he's mevatel to one, mevatel to all of them. Another, the Kavachayim writes that from the steamers lashon shachan aruch and the paiskim, it sounds like that someone's mevatel's bias stam, his intention is for all the rooms, and that's brought in pesach chuvin chashem mishpri shidal, that the rooms that are from the utility of the house are sold with the house in all the situations. Just number 10, Mishpri brought in Sivkot Yud Gimel, that the Chreinim tried to figure out the reason why would Schiris work for Akum and not for Yisrael. So Dishur 10 brings, we find many different reasons. Number one, the Labush writes that it would seem that he's not doing the Schiris generously, he's just looking at the money that he's trying to get because of the Schiris. Number two, the Taz writes that since they were Mesakin Schiris from a Nachri, it'd be possible to rent also less than a Shavaputa, because even such a small thing is considered by them money, as we're finding Marcel Hedden up in Zion, that the Ben Nerech gets killed even on less than a Shavaputa. And the Ben Chama Vatal Schir is totally from Israel, because Pachas Shavaputa is not considered money by Israel. And they're concerned that maybe also Israel is going to rent by less than a Shavaputa. And that's how the Shir Carbon explains the words of Yishalmi and Ervin, the Paskins, even during the weekday, it doesn't help to rent from Israel. Number three, the Tosha Shabbos writes, according to what's written in Shulchan Aruch later on in Shin Pei Beis, that by Nachri, Chama Masakin Dafka, the Halach of Schiris, and not Bitl Rishos, and the Gemara and Eben of Samach Alf explains, that's because the Nachri is not going to agree to rent his Rishos, since he's concerned for sorcery, and through that, the Israelim needed to go and live somewhere else. That's the point of it. And Rabbi Nansen explains over there, the reason why Nachri is concerned for sorcery is because he knows that by Yisrael, that doesn't make an Erev, the Bitl Rishos is effective. And he thinks that the reason why Yisrael wants to rent from him Dafka with money, and it's not sufficient with Bitl, which is for free, is because he wants to do Kishuf, wants to do sorcery. According to this, Tosha Shabbos writes, and therefore it's not effective to rent from Yisrael, because if it would be effective, so then the members would go and rent, and for that reason, it would be enough that one rents for them all, and then it wouldn't have a Lachalik Bitl that you have in Vatl each and every one. If that would be the case, they would totally forget the halacha bittel, and then the Nachri wouldn't know at all that's possible to do it for free, and they wouldn't be concerned for a kishuv, and then they would agree to rent out the rishus to Yisrael, and then the Yisrael would not have to leave over there, come out, the whole point of the Kanz Chum would be bottle. However, Chaznish writes that Schiris is effective from the reason of bittel, and therefore it has all the limitations of bittel. If that's the case, it wouldn't be effective that one should rent for them all, it's just that each and every one of them would have to go and rent like the halacha bittel, according to his words, so there's no room for the teretz of the Tosha Shabbos. Dear Shu number 11, Sharatzin brings that the Prima Gadol is inclined that with the Eved, if you rented on Shabbos, it would be mutter. The way the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Chesh Mishpat Simen Reish Ches, that a sale that's done prohibitedly, it is a mekach, ultimately it's a sale. Now, in the opinion of the last Yashem, the Machzor Kol writes that the Moshe Shulchan Aruch that writes that it's not effective, it sounds like that the Schiris is not effective at all, even with the Eved and the Atzin number there. Of course, there's been, even during the weekday, you're not allowed to rent. There's number 12, later on the Shimpei Beis, Mishbu writes the name of the Taz that by Yisrael it's not effective to rent less than a Shavaputa. That's what the Korban Nisan writes. However, on the other hand, the Chaznish holds that even by Yisrael it's effective to rent less than a Shavaputa. And he explains that the reason we're showing that it's effective to rent by Yisrael is because the Schiris is considered like a Bittel. And that's what sounds like Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, that some say the Schiris Ma'ila can be Bittel. And therefore, if the Jews ask him to rent less than a Shavaputa, so it's effective, just like Bittel. However, the Taz already asks, why is Schiris less than a Shavaputa worse than Allah of Bittel? And the answer is because it comes with the Allah of Schiris. And there's no Schiris, so therefore it's not going to be effective. There's number 13. Chaznish writes that according to all opinions, schiris is effective from the halacha of bittel, as we said before, and therefore you would have to make the schiris in a way that's effective for bittel. So, for example, number one, you have to rent the whole rishus of Israel, like by bittel they ask about less whole rishus. Number two, it doesn't help to rent from schiri likitoi, some type of worker of the balabais, or from a guest that's staying with him, or from the masker, the owner, the landlord, just like all these don't help by bittel. And by schiris from anachri, it's permitted to rent from in all those type of ways. I would look and through the Avi Nezer that is lean regarding this. Number three, if after that he rents, so then the masker goes back and takes out his kelim, so he's making aser, just like lacha bittel, that's considered as chayzim mitulai. He has on that even though he made a kinyan of schiris, however he can back out, through that he's taking out his kelim to the chatz, because since the schiris itself is not really permitting, it's just being effective in the lacha bittel, and whenever there's no bittel, so even the schiris is not going to permit. Now all this, the Chaznish writes, explained the pin of the Maran, that's brought in the Rosh and Erevin, the Paskin, that schiris is not affected by Yisrael, and therefore it's effective only from the lacha bittel. But according to Rosh, but there's disagrees in the Maran, it sounds like that schiris would be effective, but that's the case, it would be effective even in all these cases, and it's not explained explicitly in his words, who does he hold like lahalacha? In the words of Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like the Akapon Lakitchila, we are concerned for the Shittas Maran. However, to understand his words, you see that it's not effective to rent from Skirli Kiddush Yisrael, which is like the opinion of the Maran. In Dirshu number 14, the Shar Tzion wrote that it helps b'di'evet schiris even on Shabbos. That's how Moigim writes that even according to the Rishonim that schiris is affected by Yisrael on Shabbos, that's dafka in the way that mebo'idyom they couldn't have made the Erev through anoyness or whatever the reason is, but if they could have made an Erev for Shabbos, according to all opinions of Ibn to do this, and he writes about that according to the Rambam, schiris is not affected by Yisrael even during the weekday, and he disagrees with this on the Magen Avraham.